All right, well, back in the division here. Obviously, a really impressive win for the Bills last week against the Colts. Thought they did a lot of things very well. Played good in the kicking game. Played very well defensively. Had the turnovers, the couple interceptions, fumble, recovered a fumble punt. Had another fumble that got called back. But, they played aggressively, tackled well. And, offensively had a lot of explosive plays. Got them from everybody, the receivers, tight ends, quarterback, running back. So, good football team, well coached, very explosive. Got a lot of guys that can score from, pretty much anywhere on the field in the return game and offensively. So, we're going to have our hands full in terms of, defending them and, blocking them. They're a good coverage team as well. Obviously have a lot of different schemes to prepare for. So, good week of preparation and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Rex said this week a little bit about having to stand by his resume when he's defending Rob Gronkowski. And obviously he's had, not perfect, but when they do well against him, what are some of the things that they're successful with?
Right. Well, look, we've had some, great matchups with them, but really this game's all about, this week. And so, we'll all see what happens this week. We're prepared for the game. We'll look at some of the things they've done, some of the things that they have done in the past, then more recently, and I'm sure they'll do the same. And we'll see how it all comes out on Sunday. But, just a lot of history here. We've seen a lot of snaps against each other from a scheme standpoint. We'll see what happens Sunday.
Hey, Bill, this early in the season, with some experience that you have in the offensive line, does that prevent you from putting some things into your offensive game plan that you might normally put in later in the year, or doesn't it have any effect at all?
I don't really know what normal is. I think each week you look at whatever you have and you figure out what you think's the best thing to do. So I don't know what normal is or isn't. Each week has its own – it's its own entity, its own your own circumstances of what you have, what they have, what they do, who's in the game, who's out of the game, and so forth. And then you just try to do the best that you can. So if something were different, how would it be? I don't know. I don't really even think about that. I just think about what the current circumstances are and how to make the most of them.
Rex is known for his blitz packages. What are some of the things you can do with your younger offensive lineman to combat that?
Well, the key for us is just identifying it. They give you a lot of different looks, and they bring a lot of different people. So, it's not just a linebacker or a particular safety or whatever it is. They have different packages. Sometimes that changes by formation. So it depends on what you're in, what you're going to get. So, I think the key is just that we have to have a good week of preparation, make sure that we understand what we're doing on each play, and follow our rules. Our rules will take care of whatever any defense does. We have a certain thing we do depending on what happens, and hopefully we'll be able to, execute those when they come up on Sunday.
Coach, you're known as quite a motivator for this team beyond the X's and the O's of getting things ready. There's a perception in past years that outside influences, adversity, have led to a motivation for this team. Have the outside factors this year led to a motivation to an extra motivation to win?
Yeah, right now, it's all about Buffalo. It's a division game, so division game on the road. So that's a big challenge for us. All the division games are important. We always put everything we have into every game. So this week will be no different.
So I wanted to ask about Rob Gronkowski. He obviously was there from the first day of training camp. I don't think he missed anything, but he didn't play in any of the games. So you get to the regular season, and I'm curious, from your viewpoint, was there any thing you needed to see to know that he would play pretty much every play of that game? Is that sort of a given to you, or was there some monitoring of that to say, let's see how it looks once he gets into an actual game?
Yeah, I think on opening day and even into the first week or two of the season that there's, you kind of have a little bit of an eye on everybody because really nobody's played 60 minutes. And, we had a night game, but, when you start talking about 1 o'clock games compared to 8 o'clock, p.m. games, you know, there could be a difference there too. So I think until you see everybody play for a little while, that you kind of just keep an eye on everybody, you know, whether that's the position coach or, you know, the medical staff or just, you know, my case or the coordinators. But I think there's a little bit of, you know, just seeing how everybody's doing, depending on how the game's going, how many snaps you're playing, what type of day it is. You know, maybe for the skill players, you know, how much running is involved, you know, team like Pittsburgh that has a lot of, you know, scramble, loose plays, deep routes, you know, is different than, you know, a different type of offense just for the secondary, just to give an example. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of that in the early part of the season for everyone.
What does it say about him from your view that he was able to make that transition?
I mean, you know, last week was good. When it was said, happens this week. Like I said, I think it's, you know, it takes a few weeks for all of us to get into, you know, that type of, you know, regular season game, routine, execution, you know, dealing with regular season game type situations. None of us have had them. So it's something that we all need to work on.
Well, speaking of snaps, I think Gerard played only 11 on Thursday night against the Steelers. And he's been a guy that's been an every down linebacker, obviously, middle linebacker. Where do you see him right now?